Hello and welcome to Womp of Radio Clash, and this is the Human After All edition. Welcome to Radio Clash. This is your host, Tim, and that was Daft Punk. That was back in Coachella, April 29th, 2006, with their mashup of their own music. And the reason why I'm playing that is I saw them at O2 Wireless, and they were amazing. They were brilliant. One of the best gigs I've ever seen, and they did the pyramid and the whole lot. And it's very similar to that, but I would say that that section was even better. The fact the whole set was better than the Coachella set. I know that sounds really, really unlikely, but it's true. They did an encore with Together. I mean, they did a lot of teasing, like at that point, with Music Sounds Better With You, and they dropped Music Sounds Better With You versus Together, and a few other things at the end. But it's just kind of flowed a lot better than the Coachella set, and a lot more kind of... They kind of dropped... They were kind of a little bit like they had ADD in the Coachella set, and they just kind of flowed it. So, yeah, it's been a kind of a mad week. I hope you're all well. I saw CSS, Daft Punk, Data Rock. So we kind of sneered at Plan B from the O2 Blue Room, and sadly missed seeing Simeon at the O2 Festival. I went with Kirk and Scott. Yes, Scott on Night Nurse Show, and also bumped into several bootleggers, including Whole Star, Ian Fondue, Fondue Meltdown, Graham Fondue was there. I didn't see him. Jules of Disco Box, Rich, Stinking Rich of Disco Box, and who else is there? Well, there was also a few other bootlegs there we didn't actually meet up with, but it was a very, very good set, and it got scary. The whole kind of field pretty much turned into mosh pit, so we kind of have to move away. I've got some pictures. I will put them up. They're kind of a bit crappy, but we thought it was going to be a washout. It kind of was raining terribly in the lunchtime, and really chucking it down. We're like, uh-oh. And actually about 5 o'clock it just stopped. So I'll probably go straight into the music. One of the other, probably my other favourite set, although, I mean, it doesn't go anywhere near what the brilliance of Daft Punk's set was, with a large pyramid. It was a bit like a large Dalek, actually. Large pyramid with projections on, and they're doing almost like the Tron, there's like bits for like Tron and bits for like Quix, with all the little lights in the background moving around, then joining up with the pyramid. But then it sort of just built up into sort of images with Human After All, and then sort of video. And it just kind of... and then, of course, it came out and they were all... everything was outlined in red, and like Tron, all of their suit was all outlined, all of their sort of, because Daft Punk were wearing the famous robot helmets, were all outlined in red, and it was like, whoa! It was just, because you didn't know they were going to do an encore, because it just sort of, they sort of went away and it all went quiet and you weren't really sure, and then suddenly, I think lots of people then started to go, and suddenly it was like, and everyone ran back again. That was good. That did actually catch everyone unawares, interestingly. The other one I saw was CSS. Not HTML, no CSS, as the joke. That's Kirk's joke, that's not mine, before anyone criticises me for geekity. a bit too early there. I saw CSS, and they were just lovely. They were just, as Kirk would probably say, they were poppets. And they just did a really, really good set, really fun, and put so much energy into it. I mean, you felt really kind of tired for the lead singer, because she did like several costume changes, including this very glittery suit, and then she took that off, and then she was wearing kind of an all-in-one suit, and it was so hot, we're thinking, oh my god, she must be boiling. But they did a really good cover of L7's Pretend We're Dead, so I'm going to play that now. And later on in the show, we're going to sort of a bit of a blog rock, as they call it, blog house. Well, it's actually more blog house section. And then we're going to do a Gay Shame mix maybe later on. To kick it off, it's going to be Pretend We're Dead by CSS. Hope you enjoy it.
Come on, come on, come on. about what he wants and just sits on his broken soul. No, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, and no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your time, and no. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Taking on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. The passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. He's taking me, but his skin is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me, cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like Nash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass. No, no, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, and no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your time. No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a gal that can't get no love from me. Don't show love, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no
I'm with skinny fit jeans and dressed in pink. How he dresses, I can zero us, as long as he owns all my drink. That girl's an indie Cindy, Lego haircut, a polka dot dress. I don't care, she thinks she's indie, how different does anyone guess?
You get your skin tight, colours on the floor. Without your white lies, every slag whore. All the bound boys in your specs and sneakers. On your back, yeah, time to blow the speaker.
I went to a wave, but it got real moody. How can a school face have a good time? Was he the vibe of his mother's booty? I doubt he's lived a life of crime. I went to a gig, but nobody danced. Everybody was far too cool. All the kiddies, they just stood there. Is it the same at the public school? That boy is a Hoxton hero. Skinny fit jeans and dressed in pink. Home dresses, I can zero. As long as he owns all my drink. That girl's an indie Cindy, Lego haircut, a polka dot dress. I don't care, she thinks she's indie. How different does anyone guess?
Getting Me Down by the Rizzillos, Catching Me Out There. And before that was a good Scottish punk band. And before that was McSleazy, also from Scotland. Also, I don't know if Rizzillos were they from Glasgow or from Edinburgh? I can't remember which one it is. He's from Glasgow with his latest remix, which is Hummer by the Foals. And I like that a lot. It was supposed to, he did send it to me. And as a possible exclusive, but I didn't. It wasn't actually about a week ago, and I didn't get my shit together. Or it's just the end of last week in actually getting it out in time. It could have been exclusive. Then before that, something that I'm really digging at the moment, and a lot of people are digging at the moment, is Hadouken, which I think is a reference to, is it Street Fighter?
Hadouken!
Which is that boy, that girl. That's a demo, I think. Or might be, that track might be released. They're working on their latest album, and also there is a pirate remix coming out on the 25th of June, which I really want to hear. Then before that, in this kind of this shouty acid section, it was a bit of the obligatory electro bloghouse section, as I should call it nowadays, because I seem to always do one nearly every show. Then before that was Tits and Acid by Simi Mobile Disco, a very good album, and I missed them. I didn't get to see them at O2 Wireless. Oh well, maybe another time. Then before that, before that, well, let's just skip that track. Then before that one was Phantom Justice, mixed in with a little bit of The Prime Time of Your Life, Daft Punk, inspired by the mixing they were doing at the gig, except they were better at it. And then what I was mixing the end of that out into is the track they sampled Wholesale. That's Goblin, Tenebra, from a movie soundtrack in 1981. So I was quite surprised. You know how it is when you, like they say about Daft Punk, you hear the samples and things like Robot Rock. I've played the original on the show before, Release the Beast. And you hear the original track and you go, oh, fuck, that sounds exactly the same. And they've lifted loads of it, and they've lifted pretty much all of the track. They've done their glitchy, distorty thing, which is cool, but it is actually almost exactly the same. Even down to the drum fills and everything, it's a bit like, So, I know they're making it a lot more cooler and less cheesy, but the reason why I'm playing Justice is I saw them do a DJ set at the HMV on Monday. And unlike Julie Holstar, I didn't manage to blag a ticket to the LA 2. I'm really liking the album Cross. It's very good, very mixable. A lot of tracks you can mix stuff into, and it sounds pretty cool. And you just hear the tracks and they think, oh, I can mix that or that into it. So you know, it's quite useful. I'll use that horrible phrase, teach you a tool. And then the Simeon album is very good. Attack, Decay, Release, Sustain Release. That's pretty good as well. We're all more poppy. It's more the Technotronic of the two, but it's pretty good. There's a track called I Believe, which I was supposed to drop in the mix here, but I didn't. I dropped into It's an Acid from that album as well. And then before that was Pretend with Scrubs, Team 9 there with L7 versus TLC. There's another L7 one by the Limnoids going around, which has actually got Danita Sparks, the lead, one of the singers, on it, which is versus CSS, as a response to the cover version I played before that, which is Pretend We're Dead, the Radio 1 live version by CSS, which they play live. I'm not sure I totally like it. It's not bad. I think I prefer Pretend We're Scrubs. It's sort of more traditional mashup style-y, and also it was earlier. It was back in November that Team 9 did that, so or October, end of last year. So he did. He got there first. But we like L7 here, we do. We like a Riot Girly type stuff, Tigra and that lot. Although I'm sure they probably cringe at being compared to the two, because L7 much more heavier. And I have a fond memory of watching them on The Word when the bass player took a bottom off and was just kind of wandering around naked in the studio, and they just caused total chaos. And I went, yes, that's what we want. We want total chaos on British television. We want our pop stars to direct things, rock stars. And shortly to be following this show is a mix that's supposed to be in the show, but it got far too long, is my Gay Shame mix, or Gay Shame number 2, which is second version of a mix I did a couple of years ago, because it's Pride Month, Gay Pride Month. You know, it's June is traditionally the Pride Month. Actually, this year it's going to be on the 30th of June. We've got London Pride, so actually it will be in June. Usually it's in start of July. It's usually last weekend in June, first weekend in July. So it's wavered. And I've done Pride shows beforehand, most famously the one in 2005 where the London bombs happened about 2 days later, which was a bit of an odd one. But this one, hopefully a bit more up-tempo. But the reason I'm doing a Gay Shame mix is because Gay Shame is a Ducky invention. They do a thing every year, or should do every year, a big sort of event. The last one was at Coco, we went to in Camden. And it's all kind of anti. A lot of these things are like, yes, we're going to be like Gaydar Radio and play loads of anthems and woo and twirl and put our hands in the air and take loads of drugs and have glow sticks and shit. I just managed to probably just sum up the whole get hold of the gay dancing scene in one sentence. Well, sorry. So that's the kind of thing. But they're kind of the anti version, where they do things like they'll make you up as if you've been gay bashed, and all these really kind of, you know, things where you can feel up a woman, you know, gay men can feel up a woman, you know, for the first time and stuff like that. And it's really, really, it's very funny, it's very arty, and it's also quite anti the whole Pride thing. But that it's kind of pro-Pride, but it's also anti the whole mega positive attitude. It's quite funny, very alternative. But they're not doing one this year because their funding went to the Olympics. A lot of arts council things are being cancelled across London because of the Olympics. I've ranted on my blog about how much I hate the Olympics. I wish we hadn't won it. The logo is shit for various reasons, as a designer. But I wish we hadn't won it. And one of the reasons is because we're just not going to get any decent events for the next 4 years. The money's all going to be sucked into this big hole, which will then will be chucked in loads of stadiums which no one's actually ever going to use again. So it just seems totally pointless, and most of the improvements to the infrastructure are not going to happen until later, or they're going to be right at the last minute. So we're not going to get any benefit for those 4 years, and the council tax will probably go up, and you know, it's all these sort of things. And usually summer, London is usually pretty packed and, you know, full of tourists. And as a local, you know, of course, you get fed up with tourists. But, you know, you're sort of glad they're there. But next to, what, 2-3 million in 1 month? Ow. You know, that area infrastructure is not designed for that. The trains aren't designed for that. It's just difficult enough as it is, just getting to work, let alone having Olympics in your city. So I decided to do this mix. This is Gay Shame 2. I think I did Gay Shame mix a couple of years ago or last year. So you should be able to download that from the blog, or I should put it into the feed. So if something Gay Shame appears in your feed, a long mix, that's mine. So I'm going to play a few downbeat numbers. It's the end of the show, towards the end of the show, not the end of the show yet. Starting with Ronnie Spector. Well, you can't put your arms around a memory.
It doesn't pay to try. All the smart girls know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why. It's because I'm all alone. Ooh, baby, you're not at home. I'm still alone. It's so restless I am. Beat my head against the pole. Try to knock some sense down in my bones. And even though
without afraid to die. Let me If I were a younger man, I would write a history of human stupidity. And I would climb to the top of Mount McCabe and lie down on my back with my history for a pillow. And I would take from the ground some of the blue-white poison that makes statues of men. And I would make a statue of myself, lying on my back, grinning horribly, and thumbing my nose at you-know-who.
Thank you. everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright.
That's Jarvis Cocker with Quantum Theory, the last track on the beautiful Jarvis album. I'm gutted that I didn't get my tickets in time and I can't go to see him at the Meltdown on the 23rd. If anybody who listens to Radio Clash has any tickets, let me know, because I really want to go. I'm a big Pulp and Jarvis fan, as you might have known from the show, and I left it too late. I was waiting for someone, and they said, "Oh, get some tickets anyway," and I didn't get back to it until a couple of weeks ago, and then found that they were all sold. And I don't know if I dare do the eBay thing, because if I spend 100 quid on tickets, which I might do in that case, sad I know, but it's that's what they were advertised for. But it's very tempting, because the venue has a thing about not allowing tickets that have been sold on. So who knows? So that sort of little five-song thing, which ended with Jarvis Cocker. Before was Oblio by Goblin. Again, that was from the Dawn of the Dead soundtrack. I didn't talk about Goblin, but Goblin do soundtrack to quite a few of films by Dario Argento and, of course, that Romero stroke Argento classic. I can just about remember what part of the film that was, but Oblio means oblivion. But it's sort of something very much, it's almost like the Evangelist Love theme, but there's something very spooky about that track. Then before that was DJ Magnet with Love Comes Running Up That Hill Quickly. Yeah, I'm not sure about the title, but it's a really good track. And apparently the Pet Shop Boys like it too. Did I mention I saw them recently as well? I saw them on the 6th of June. I can't remember if I mentioned it at the last show. They were very, very good as well. it seemed to be at the moment just loads and loads of seeing other people, seeing live things and DJ things and whatever, which is good. I'm enjoying going out and seeing more music live. I don't do it far enough. And then before that was Annihilation Life, get it right, by David Soldier and Kurt Vonnegut. That worked really well with the gold references and the Kate Bush stroke placebo in the DJ Magnet boot and the reference at the end. And then before that was The Shape of Things to Come by Slade. And then before that, which is them being sort of running, jumping on the psychedelic bandwagon a bit too late, but I like it a lot. And then before that was Johnny Thunder's song You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory, covered by Ronnie Spector in 1999. And it's interesting that Joey Ramone was producing that, who he sort of returned the favour. But of course, Ronnie Spector's previous other half, I think she'd split from Phil Spector by then, had actually produced a Ramones album, so it's kind of sort of paying back a debt. And Ronnie Spector used to be in the Ronettes, of course, and a very sort of checkered career, mostly because of Phil Spector, who is still up for that murder charge at the moment. Less about that the better. So that little philosophical down sort of ending was about this week as well. There have been sort of highs, but there have been some lows, gone through some quite dark times for various reasons that I'm not going to go into here. But I don't know, I think it's the thing from the Daft Punk, which was, this is the prime of your life, this is the prime time of your life is now. And some of the references throughout this, there's another theme, you see, have been, you know, striking very resonant with me, that you know things aren't as bad as you seem, and you have to kind of be positive and just go through things and just go through life and try and make your chances and just stay positive and look forward to the future, and don't be worried if the universe changes around you, because the universe is a bitch like that sometimes. So this was Radio Clash. You can find out more about on the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. Email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And I'm going to end on a Fleetwood and Mac song, which says just exactly that, which is called Don't Stop. Sorry about the lack of mashups. It's been more of a kind of a dancey, remixy originals one. It goes through stages. And I hope to speak to you soon.